Good morning, and welcome to today's special topics broadcast of the Business of Government Hour. I'm Albert Morales, your host, and the managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Radio Hour features a conversation about management and best practices with a government or industry executive who is helping to change the way government does business. We're pleased to present a new feature to our programming with a special topic broadcast today. We're talking with experts in the field of RFID technology and focusing on current and future uses across government. Our first guest this morning is Dr. David Wild, management professor at Southeastern Louisiana University and author of the Center's report, RFID, The Right Frequency for Government. Dr. Wild is an expert in RFID technology and its uses and impact on government. Good morning, Dr. Wild.
Thank you for having me, Albert.
Dr. Wild, could you share some information about your academic interests and focus with our listeners? What got you involved in RFID?
Well, I'm a professor of business strategy, and the past 5 years I've worked with a variety of topics in e-commerce. And I started writing and researching RFID in 2003, which by today's standards seems a long time ago in RFID technology.
Let's start with the basics. What is RFID, and can you give our listeners an overview of this technology?
RFID stands for Radio Frequency Identification. It is a next level of identification over barcode technology. And what it does is give us the ability to track individual items, be they products, be they objects, and perhaps even people, through the use of radio wave technology. And in a simple form, the object has the ability to identify itself to a reader, which can transmit information about the object to a centralized computer and be manipulated and used.
You described the technology as a computer microchip and an antenna, and this certainly sounds far more substantive and tangible than, let's say, a barcode which is printed on an item. Where would you find an RFID item, and who are some of the largest users of this technology today?
There's a number of places that we see RFID today. Probably the biggest user of RFID is the Department of Defense, and there's been quite a bit of attention focused on RFID in supply chain applications through the military mandating that its 60,000 suppliers use RFID technology to begin identifying shipments to the Department of Defense and even down to the individual item level. In the private sector, we're seeing a great deal of activity through the mandates of Walmart, Target, Best Buy, and CVS Pharmacy and Albertsons in terms of mandating that their suppliers begin to use the technology, but it really is only at the pallet or case level of goods and not hitting individual items on the store shelf just yet. That's probably a couple of years away. In terms of other places for Americans to find RFID, we're seeing a wide variety of applications both on products and in terms of seeing RFID being used to creatively identify products and items, and even probably the most intriguing application thus far has been a company out of California that puts RFID chips in golf balls so that you can find your golf ball lost in the woods.
I'm not too sure I like the way that sounds. From a maturity perspective, where is the technology today and what are the challenges with the technology in the future?
Today, we're still at the very early stages of using RFID commercially. It's a technology that's been around basically since World War II, when the British began using RFID to identify friend or foe aircraft. And what we're seeing today is the forces have come together to where the technology has come down in price. It's come down in size to where it's available for commercialization right now. What the challenges ahead are just very practical in terms of making the technology work. Companies are finding that RFID technology provides very robust information to them. They have much more visibility and control over inventory and items than ever before. But at the same time, there's just a great deal of tinkering that has to be done with the technology to make it work in your particular application and in your particular location. Take, for example, in warehouse applications, what companies are finding is that they need to do a great deal of research and trial and error to make the technology work in warehouse and dock door applications so that all the tags are read as a pallet of goods passes by, and even to the point of instructing forklift drivers on a particular route to take in a warehouse so that the forklift transports the pallet past a certain point to be read, and even applying labels to boxes of goods in a proper way so that they achieve the highest read rates.
What should government leaders do next to implement RFID? We'll be back in a moment with Dr. David Wild, RFID expert, to share an RFID roadmap for government leaders. Stay tuned as we continue this special topic broadcast on RFID technology when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.